He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Wednesday, October 2nd. It's the second day of the government shutdown. And, well, the markets are a little bit more nervous about it today than they were yesterday. We've also had some jobs numbers come out from ADP that weren't as good as expected. And as a result, we have the Dow down 105 points right now. We're back down to 15,086. The S&P is down 11 points right now. The S&P is at 1,684. That's a 0.6% drop in the S&P 500. The NASDAQ faring a little bit better. It's only down 0.5% right now. The NASDAQ is at 3,797. The 10-year yield, well, we're not seeing this mad dash into safety of U.S. Treasuries. We have 2.61 on the 10-year U.S. bond right now, 2.61. Gold is getting a little bit of a cheap thrill here this morning from all of this bickering and quarreling. Gold is up $16.50 to $1,302. But doesn't it seem like we've been hanging out in this 1300 neighborhood for a long, long time in the precious metals? Oil is down 21 cents per barrel today to 101.83. I saw a lot of oil stocks breaking out. If you go through my Twitter feed from yesterday, you'll see some great, great breakouts on oil stocks, and we may feature one of those here today later on in the show. The euro continues to go up, 1.36. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, dealing with market anxiety. Do you have a problem with that? Do you have a problem with dealing with anxiety in general? I think a lot of us have a problem with dealing with anxiety in general. If it were not so, you know, antidepressants wouldn't be multi-billion dollar industries every year. Alcohol wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar industry every year. Comfort foods wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar industry. What are we doing? We're dealing with our anxieties, doggone it. We're not really attacking the cause of the anxiety. We're masking the pain. You know, we all have different anxieties that we have to deal with. My office is on the 19th floor of a 20-story building in downtown San Diego. For the longest time, I had the worst time with that dang elevator. I don't like when those doors close on that elevator. And worse yet, what if that elevator gets trapped in between floor 14 and 15 with me in it? I know it's going to probably happen someday. It hasn't happened yet. But every time I get on that elevator, I send a little prayer northwards that I won't get caught in the elevator today. Dear God, I do not want to get trapped in that elevator. That's one of my anxieties. And for other people, you know, the stock market brings a lot of anxiety. I've actually seen people that nearly lost their minds. Maybe they did. It was close. You know, it was a close call. I think you'd have to bring in a psychologist to determine whether or not the mind was still there or not because of market anxiety. Putting up with anxiety in the markets is probably what keeps most people out of the markets. And how do most people deal with anxiety when the markets get a little bit tricky, when another challenge comes along, when another boogeyman comes from out of the dark shadows of the market channels? They sell everything. That's how they deal with the anxiety, because that's the easiest thing to do. Take a pill. Sell everything. Anxiety's gone. until the market starts going up every day again. And the market's up 190. Market's up 230. Then the anxiety is all back once again because they're missing the gains in the market. And the way that they deal with that anxiety is they get back in. And invariably, when is anxiety at its peak? When the market is at its low, right? And when is anxiety at its peak on the other side? When the market's at its highs, because you're missing out. So you're invariably, if you give in to anxiety, you're going to be selling the lows and buying the highs. And if you keep repeating this, like this fellow that used to be a client of mine, you'll lose your mind, literally. It'll drive you absolutely nuts. So the panaceas for anxiety are obviously to avoid it at all costs. Never get in an elevator. Never get on an airplane. Never stand up in front of a group of people to give a public speech. My wife has terrible anxiety there. She has a hard time standing up in front of a group. Me, I could stand up in front of the United Nations and BS them for an hour if I had to without much anxiety. Just like I do here every morning, right? But you know what? You can avoid it at all costs. So you know what? If the market gives you too much anxiety, triple-digit down days, government shutdowns, fiscal cliffs are just too much for you to handle, then you've got a couple of choices. You can avoid it at all costs. Never get on an elevator. Well, you know what? That's not really a realistic thing in life. Never get on an airplane. That's not really a realistic thing in life. You probably could get by in life without ever having to get up in front of a group to public speak. But the market's kind of a big thing. The market can be your best friend. Since March of 2009, there's a lot of people shaking hands with the market and sending the market thank you cards. The market has gone from 600 to 1,600. And the person working at Boeing or the person working at Lockheed or the person working at Cisco looks at their 401k and says, thank you, market. You've been good to me. This is going to come in handy someday. I won't be working at Lockheed or Boeing or Cisco until I'm 79 years old. Maybe, just maybe, at 62... that number's going down every day because as the market goes up, I've got more and more in my 401k that I can live on someday. The market can be your best friend. If you want to participate in the market, then you've got to learn to deal with the anxiety. And masking the anxiety by selling every single time some kind of conflict comes along in the market, that's not a good way of going. Okay, you're not dealing with the root of your anxiety. You know what I find to be the best panacea against market anxiety? The truth. Facts. Sit back. Read Bill Gunderson's newsletter every Saturday. Maybe that'll get rid of some of your anxiety. Take a look at the one-year chart of the market. Why all the anxiety? Take a look at the three-year chart of the market. Why all the anxiety? Take a look at the leadership board in the market. Which asset classes are leading the markets? Is it still the stock market? Or is it getting defensive? Take a look at the sectors that are leading the market. Take a look at the model portfolios that I've created as a model, as a proxy for what I'm doing here at Gunderson Capital Management. But then you say, well, you know what? Eventually it's all going to come to a screeching halt. That's right. And what will be the best panacea at that time? The truth. Facts. If the market's starting to roll over, that shows up in the stock charts. It's not hidden from view. It's there for everybody to see. If the sectors start to move around and if the defensive sectors start to grab the baton from the offense, the leadership, the go-go sectors, that's a fact that you can act upon. It's not any emotion there. It's a fact that you can deal with. If the go-go sectors like biotech and tech start to sink, and other sectors like high yield or mortgage bonds or whatever, Ginnie Mae, start to take the top, well, that's facts that you can act on. So I think the best panacea for market anxiety is dealing with just the facts and not dealing with the emotion of anxiety. If you've got a lot of anxiety, go gather some facts. Go for a nice long walk. Get some fresh air. Have a nice Jamba Juice full of vitamins and minerals and whatever else. All kinds of green stuff that will help you live longer on this planet. And then take a look at a one-year chart of the market, a three-year chart of the market. Look at where the market was in 2009 and where it is today. And say, you know what? This is what the facts point to. I would be silly to call up and tell my broker today to sell everything, because that's just hiding the facts and masking the pain. Got to end the pain. Got to handle the market in a smart manner. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're dealing with anxiety. I just saw a headline right while I was talking about anxiety. A headline from the Fox Business Channel: market posts triple-digit loss amongst debt anxiety. You see, they're stirring it up. They're trying to get to your emotions. Anxiety's not a bad thing. I mean, at least it warns us when, there may be something dangerous ahead. But a lot of times, you know, what are the chances of getting stuck on an elevator? You know, what are the chances of getting killed on an airplane? You know, what are the chances of this or that? You know, some of us, you know, we let anxiety get the best of us. And we miss out on a lot of life because we can't deal with our anxiety. We should get to the root of that anxiety and look at the facts. But you know what? You tell the facts to a guy who doesn't like to fly that, well, the odds of getting killed on an airplane are only 1 in 10 million or whatever. That doesn't make the sweat, the beads of sweat on his forehead diminish in size at all. That never did much for me, you know, but still, knowing the facts is a good thing, especially in the market. And I think it's good to know the facts of the market to help you deal with your anxiety. You know, another method of dealing with your anxiety is let someone else deal with it. If you can't deal with the anxiety of the market, find somebody that you trust that can deal with the anxiety of the market. Put a buffer between you. Take the stairs. Instead of taking the elevator to the 19th floor, get on the stairs and let someone else ride the elevator. Use a proxy, someone else, to manage your money to deal with the anxiety that comes in the market at all times. Now, I'm the first one to admit that at some point in time, this ride that we've had in the market for 4.5 years is going to come to an end. And at that time, we're going to have to watch for the facts, not the anxiety, not the emotions, not the fear, but the facts. Things like the market rolling over on a technical point of view. The S&P 500, the Dow, the S&P 600 or small cap index, the S&P 400 or mid cap index, the NASDAQ. They'll all start rolling over in concert one with another. And that will be a major warning because there is not a more ominous stock chart then a chart that has topped out, has been going sideways, running out of steam, and is starting to roll over and point downwards. That's when we start saying to ourselves, where is the next support level? And when the market's been going up for as long as it has, and when some of these sectors and some of these stocks have been going up for as long as they have, the next support level is quite a ways down below us. That's like if I jump from this floor, where will I land on that balcony down below? That's the support level. And if it's 12 stories below, that's not much help, is it? I'm still going to get squished. So, you know, well, that'll be one of the signs that the market starts to roll over and we'll start to see changes in the leadership of the market. Defensive sectors will rise to the top. While the go-go sectors are looking down and rolling over, some of the defensive sectors will be looking up. So you just have to, you know, take it a day at a time. Anxiety is part of the equation. If you can't deal with the anxiety of the market, if you've, over the last 4.5 years, if you've sold everything more than 10 times, yeah, you're not dealing with the anxiety real well. You think to yourself, how many times have you gone to cash in the last 4.5 years? I never went to 100% cash, not once. So if you went 10 times, even 5 times, there may be an issue there. Well, you may be interpreting the facts wrong. That may be another issue. My newsletter every week tries to teach you how to interpret the facts of the market. Anyways, deal with it, learn to deal with it, or hand it off to someone else and let them deal with it, because the market can be your best friend over time. Let's take a look at a stock that is overcoming the anxiety of the market right now. Oh, I would say 4 years ago, 3 years ago, somewhere in there, I had a CEO on my show by the name of Harold Hamm. Harold Hamm is the CEO of Continental Resources, which is headquartered in Enid, Oklahoma. When I think of oil men in Oklahoma, I think of a Cadillac that's about 47 feet long with white walls and a guy inside with a suit and a Stetson hat and a big cigar. That's what I think of. I don't know if Harold Hamm fits the bill. I've seen Harold Hamm actually on TV several times. He's the first one that said, I think there's oil in North Dakota. And the people said, what? North Dakota? Yeah, and I think maybe that Bakken formation extends into a little bit of Wyoming and a little bit of Montana. I'm going to start leasing up land and I'm going to start drilling up in those areas. And they probably thought old Harold was crazy. Well, Continental Resources is now a $20 billion company. I remember when I first interviewed Continental, I believe it was a $10 billion company at that time. And here it is, it's doubled since then. And I always talk about stocks, best stocks now versus stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. And when I think of a stodgy old stock of yesteryear in the oil and the energy sector, you know, I think of the Halliburtons and the Schlumbergers and the ExxonMobils and the British Petroleums, etc. And when I think of young, exciting companies with big potential ahead of them, I think of the Continental Resources and the EOGs and the Gulfport Energies of the world, which I featured yesterday. Why? Because they have better performance. They're smaller. They have more room to grow. They have more upside potential, in my opinion. And yes, they do carry a little bit more risk, but there's that old risk-reward ratio. I like to put the probabilities on my side and do my best to obtain more returns from the little bit more risk that I take. I believe, however, that I'm not taking as much risk by buying good companies of today as opposed to stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. It's not all about name recognition. It's all about performance and value. Continental Resources has been one of the top performing energy stocks in the entire market. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 33% per year, while the market's averaged 13. And oil prices haven't gone up that much in the last 3 years. This stock has gone up disproportionately to oil prices. That's a good thing. Over the last 12 months, Continental Resources is up 45%. Continental Resources currently gets a momentum grade on the Best Stocks Now app of A, one of the strongest stocks in the market. So I look at a chart of Continental Resources. Boy, does that show up. Look at that chart, would you? And yet the stock is trading at a PEG ratio of 0.44. It's trading at one half, less than one half of its growth rate. So I also see value there. I don't make recommendations on stocks. I just look for stocks that fit my Best Stocks Now profile. They've got to have superior performance. Continental Resources does. They've got to have good value. It does. And they have to have healthy stock charts. This is one of the healthiest ones in the entire market. CLR, another example of a Best Stock Now. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're covering a lot of ground here this morning. So far, we've been talking a little bit about the anxiety that comes along. Why is the market down today? Because of anxiety. Anxiety over the debt talks. You know, look, I'm a numbers guy. I'm a number cruncher. I guess I'm an accountant and an analyst, and that's all I know. I don't care which side of the aisle you're parked on. It just seems to me that you can't continue to spend $1 trillion more than you take in every year. Eventually, that's just irresponsible. Both sides, it's irresponsible. You have to live within your means, whatever that means, right? You and I have to live within our means. What if we spent $100,000 more than we took in every year, year after year after? It's impossible. You couldn't do it. You'd have to print money down in the basement. Ha ha ha. Well, that's what they're doing. It's just irresponsible. I know we want to provide everything to everybody, but you can't do it. You have to pick and you have to choose and you have to live within your means. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at. It's just, it's logic. Logic says that you can't keep racking up debt. It's not a good thing. And when you reach the debt limit, the answer is not to raise the debt limit every single time. And when we hear the both sides saying, "Well, we're now starting to eat into our deficit," that's not true. You've slowed it down. We're not going as at a whirlwind speed towards a bigger and bigger deficit, warp speed. We're going at a moderate speed. But the fact of the matter is this: you increased the debt limit months ago, whatever it was, a year ago, and now you're back to the table again. We got to do it again. So you're doing something wrong, and something has to change. And I don't know how it ever changes. I mean, once you've promised things to people and once it's in the system and just bureaucracy, a company couldn't do that or they go out of business. They're gone. They have, if they don't make the necessary changes, they're not going to survive. But somehow we give these guys a pass. They think they have a pass. Well, we can just keep spending more than we take in. It's totally irresponsible. Both sides. So where this all leads, who knows? But at least it's on the front burner once again. At least someone's trying. And it seems like neither side will give an inch. We're just going to continue on the same course that we've been on. Okay, let's talk about something happier here. Let's talk about another winning company right now. A company that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. This has been a great year, number one, for equities, stocks. If you've had all of your money in stocks this year, which I recommend, I don't recommend investing your money in a bear market, which bonds are in, or gold. Gold is in a bear market right now. I don't recommend having asset allocation in the areas of the market that are in bear markets. I just don't recommend it. And at some point in time, the stock market will be in that category. There will come a point in time when I'll say, you know, just by natural attrition, I will have not a lot of exposure to the stock market when it starts to finally come to a halt. But for now, it's the best game in town, and it's the one that's building your 401k, and it's the one that's growing your rollover, and it's the one that's growing your Roth. Keep putting money in. Keep investing. Keep taking advantage of this. Keep making hay while the sun shines. Harvest it. Put it on the sidelines because you're going to need it someday. And then when the storms gather and the storm starts to strike the market and the hail starts to come down from the heavens, we'll do something else. But for now, it's still equities is the king of the heap here this year. Top of the heap by far. And in addition to that, U.S. equities. It's not been a year for emerging markets. They're still submerged for the year. They're still underwater. It's also been a year for the smaller guys, the little guys, the micro caps, the small caps, the mid caps. If you've just followed that basic pattern, you've done way better than the rest. You've done way better than the asset allocator for sure, because they've been stung by the loss in their bonds and in their precious metals. So if you've just gone with those facts in your 401k, you've done better than the rest. My 401k model portfolio of mutual funds was up 25% as of last Friday. That's got to be at the top of the top 10% of all performance in America this year in 401ks and whatnot. And one of the leading sectors in the market all year long. And I believe it's because of Obamacare, which is now law. Not going to get rid of it. Like it or not, it's here to stay. I just don't see any way that the Republicans will be able to knife into Obamacare and carve it. It's pretty much planted in granite right now. And those stocks that are associated with it are showing it. They're flying right now. Companies involved in the exchanges. Companies involved in creating drugs. Companies involved in medical research. They're all running like crazy right now. And if you haven't recognized this and taken advantage of this, you're probably not doing as well as others in the market this year. Some of these biotech mutual funds are up 50 to 60% this year. Now, I don't recommend that you have all of your money in biotech stocks, although it's a heck of a lot better than having it in gold miners, you know. They're high risk, spread it around, but there have been some great stocks this year in the biotech industry. And one that I own is Incyte Corporation, I-N-C-Y-T-E, Incyte. I-N-C-Y is the symbol. Incyte develops small molecule drugs to treat cancer and inflammatory and hematologic diseases. I believe Incyte's the one that put Martha Stewart in prison. I could be wrong, but I think this is the one that she got the tip on, a tip she wasn't supposed to have gotten, and acted by selling her shares the day before the bad news from the FDA came out, and the stock tanked, but Martha was sitting on the sidelines. Why? Because she got inside information that this was going to happen. That's called illegal. Can't do that, Martha. And Martha spent some time up the river without a paddle and without, you know, whatever gourmet cookies in the slammer. I believe it was Incyte. You know, I'm going to check and make sure. But Incyte's been around for a while. Incyte got clear down to $1 per share in 2009. And now it's $40 per share. And Incyte is back. And Incyte has been moving boldly here recently. Let's first look at the performance of Incyte, E-N-C-Y. Incyte, over the last 10 years, has delivered 24% per year. Although it's been all over the place, it hasn't been a straight line by any means. Over the last 5 years, Incyte has delivered 40% per year. The market's delivered 7.9. This is just math. Over the last 3 years, Incyte's almost tripled the returns of the market. And so far this year, Incyte is up 125%. The market's only up 17%. The performance is there. In fact, when I compare the performance of Incyte versus the other 3,600 stocks that I follow, Incyte gets a performance grade of A. Bravo! Hey, you know, you get a Zagat rating of A. You have some of the best shrimp scampi in town and some of the best performance in the stock market. The momentum grade, which measures like the last year or less, the momentum of Incyte is an A+. This stock has momentum, and it has great long-term performance. Now, what about the valuation? You know, Incyte actually is going to make a little bit of money next year, 30 cents per share. But it's really kind of difficult to do a valuation. I've read other people's research, and I've looked at what they have as target prices. But the problem I have with all of the other guys out there, most of them, they do short-term target prices. I like companies that I like 5-year target prices on companies, and I can't really find any. But judging by the way the stock is behaving, there's some significant upside potential. I got to correct myself. Martha Stewart went to jail for perjury. Not the insider trading, but she received some insider trading information. Incyte passes all of my tests. The stock chart is phenomenal. It comes in number 3 out of 35, 65. I currently own it at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about anxiety and dealing with anxiety. You know, it's not a good thing to just mask your anxiety every time or to not do things because of the anxiety. You got to figure out how to deal with it somehow, get to the root of it. And I think that the best way to deal with anxiety in the market is by looking at facts, the truth. The truth helps anxiety a lot. Knowing the truth before you get into a situation, I think, can help alleviate a lot of anxiety. Talked about Continental Resources, which is a company that has done remarkably well. One of the first companies to drill in an area of America where nobody thought would be one of the greatest oil finds of all time, the Williston Basin, the Bakken Shale of North Dakota. Go up, take a trip to Fargo, North Dakota, and take a look at the boom that this has brought to that area of the world. And Continental Resources is one of the leading companies up in that area, in that neck of the woods. And take a look at the performance of the stock over the years. Take a look at the current chart of CLR and what it's doing. I remember when I had Harold Hamm, the CEO, on the show a few years back, it was a $10 billion company. Now it's a $20 billion company. Will it someday be a $40 billion company? It definitely has the potential. Is it a stock I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now? I chose 53 stocks to write about. That was one of the stocks, Continental Resources, CLR. There's other oil stocks headquartered up in that area of the world that are breaking loose right now. EOG, Concho, which is another one I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. They're flying high right now. We talked about one of the leading biotech stocks right now, a mid-cap by the name of Incyte, I-N-C-Y. Which is also breaking loose. In fact, recently it was the number one ranked stock. Out of all the stocks that I rank with my app, it was the number one ranked stock. I believe it's currently number two or number three, and it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I always remind you that I'm not here making recommendations on the air. I'm giving examples of stocks from today's stock market in today's world that possess the characteristics that I demand in order to call them best stocks now. They have to have performance, and it has to be way better than the rest. They have to have valuation, and it has to suit my requirements as far as valuation goes. Then they have to have very healthy, strong stock charts. Is that too much to ask? Well, it's quite a bit to ask, because when you narrow down a field of 3,600, right now, there's 400 stocks, actually, that meet my criteria. That's a very high amount. Why? Because the market's very healthy right now. 400 different stocks to consider. And then I have to choose from amongst those 400 to create what I consider to be the 25 best aggressive stocks for my aggressive growth investors. The 25 to 30 best conservative, mid and large cap stocks for my conservative growth investors. And the best 25 to 30 stocks that provide income for my income investors. And I publish them every week in my newsletter, those model portfolios. It also includes a mutual fund portfolio for those of you who are limited to mutual funds at your place of employment. I put my heart and soul into the newsletter every Friday. A little bit of blood, sweat, and tears, too. I've had times when the technology wasn't working and things like this, you know, all the things that happen in the course of a day to make our lives harder, obstacles that we have to overcome. But we get through it, and when I send out that newsletter, it's absolutely the best advice that I think I can give to an individual person. It's the same advice I'd give to my mother. And so it is what it is. You can take a look. The results speak for themselves. You can get my newsletter. You go to my website, pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, and get on our weekly mailing list. For 4 weeks, I send out everything. The model portfolios and the changes that I make. We're moving towards the next feature that we'll do, which will be a premium subscription when I send out live trades, which I did two live trades yesterday. I added a couple of new stocks to my portfolios. They'll show up in the newsletter this weekend. We're working on that product right now. We also have talked about putting together the very best stocks in the market. Now, you have to grade your person, whoever it is that's managing your portfolio. You know, change is a difficult thing. We all have a problem with change. It's so much easier to stay in the rut that we're in than to really shake things up. And yet we know if we keep doing the same things over and over again, we're going to continue and keep getting the same results that we've gotten in the past. If I maintain the same eating habits and the same exercise habits that I have in the past, I'm going to get the same results, right? Sometimes you have to really, really shake things up big time to give yourself a course direction change. And I've said, you know, we just ended the third quarter of 2013. You should be getting your statements from your brokerage firm here in the next few days. So all you got to do is look at where you are today versus where you were at the beginning of the year and subtract those numbers and divide it back into the starting point, and you can figure out what percent you're up or down so far this year. And I would just say that the benchmark this year is probably 15 to 16%. That's the S&P 500. If you're right there, you're getting an average return, which, hey, you know, 15, 16%, not bad. If you're way above that, you've got somebody who has got you in an above average portfolio. And if you're way below that, you may want to shake it up, change the diet radically, cut sugar out of your diet, move away from that fast food restaurant that you live next to or whatever. You got to really shake things up. And you just have to take the bull by the horns. And, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, I've been with this guy for 20 years. He managed my parents' account. Well, does that mean you stay with mediocrity? I don't know. You know, it's business. This is your account. It's not his account or her account. This is your account. This is your retirement. It's not his retirement. It probably is his retirement. I take that back. Your account is his retirement. But you know what? You have to sometimes initiate change in your life in order to get better results or to change the course that you're on. Even this anxiety thing. If you keep selling every time a little bit of anxiety comes along, you're going to continue to get the same exact results, which can't be very good, that you've gotten in the past. Anyways, we're available to talk. We have a couch here you can lay down on, and we'll analyze your childhood and your history. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit us at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.